The man who started out to be the greatest of the Talmidim is almost never quoted in the Talmud. Not reckoned with. And because he didn't follow up. He didn't do what he was supposed to do. But in that story is mirrored the struggle of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that he couldn't even get his own students to go with him. None of them went. Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus, none of them went with him. Rabbi Yeshia Cohen, the only one that went with him was Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya. But they single-handedly built Yavne. And once Yavne started to be built, and all the other Talmidei Chachomim, who were men of great intellectual honesty, enormous intellectual honesty, the hallmark of a Talmud Chochem is that he's intellectually honest. Moda Elohemus, we say every morning that a Jew should be able to be Moda Elohemus, to admit that he's wrong. Vidover Emes Bilvovo, and to say in his heart what is true. Even if it may be painful, even if it may require reassessment. So they built Yavne. When they built Yavne, the other Talmidei Chachomim came. After they came, then Ram Gamliel came. And when Ram Gamliel came, so the great Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai abdicated. Because he was not from the house of the Nossi, he was not the heir. He said he was old and tired. Ram Gamliel was young and new blood. Let Ram Gamliel run it. Let Ram Gamliel become the Nossi. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, so to speak, folds his garments and disappears from the scene. In the deathbed scene in the Gemara Brochus, which describes Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, you see the titles that the Jewish people gave him. Amud Hayamini, the right-hand pillar that supported the house of Israel. Patish HaChozok, the strong hammer. Ner Yisrael, the light of Israel. He was the father and the mother. He was the man that brought greatness. But we see it in the hindsight of generations. We see now how right the decision was. We see now how it guaranteed Jewish survival. But he who was in it, in the midst, and he had to make the decision himself, did not make it without doubt. And he did not make it without criticism, and he did not make it without dissent. But once having made it, he forced it through. He built it. And with the building of Yavne is the building of the Jewish people. Now, let's speak about his Talmidim, because this is the next generation. And this generation are the people who established the framework of the relationship of the Jewish people to learning and to their society and to Rome, etc. First of all, the people of Yavne struck up a dialogue immediately with the Roman emperors and with the leaders of Rome. It's not that they forgave them for what happened, but again, in the practicality and pragmatic attitude, so they wanted to do what they could for the Jewish people. We will see that they were so successful that within 50 years after the destruction of the temple, in the year 120, the Jews will petition Rome to rebuild the temple. And the Jews felt that they had sufficient votes in the Senate, so to speak, to be able to get it through, and that the Romans would not oppose it. Unfortunately, it did not come to pass. So then, as we'll discuss next time, that's how the story of Bar Kokhba got started. But the Jews were able to repair relations with the Romans rather rapidly after such a bloody, bitter conflagration, after such a